Home sales, like foreclosures, are up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Sales of existing homes were up 10% last month. That word from the National Association of Realtors. Still well short of what's normal for this time of year. Now, part of the problem is uncertainty over shoddy paperwork for some foreclosures. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with that. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So the numbers were up a bit last month, but just not enough?
Yeah, that's about the size of it, Steve. As we can see from the numbers, sales increased, but they are still down about 19% from the same time last year. And you may remember last year wasn't so great.
Yeah. All right. So what's keeping buyers away, Nancy?
Well, we've got the usual suspects, high unemployment and tight credit, but now some people are just shying away from buying foreclosed properties. They're afraid the former owners are going to sue to get their homes back, claiming that banks made mistakes in the foreclosure process.
Can the government do anything to resolve this?
Well, all of the state attorneys general across the country are getting together and conducting a joint investigation of foreclosure procedures. And just this morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said the Fed's banking regulators are looking into whether banks cut corners in the foreclosure process.
We are looking intensively at the firm's policies, procedures, and internal controls related to foreclosures and seeking to determine whether systematic weaknesses are leading to improper foreclosures. We take violations of proper procedures very seriously.
Now, Steve, Bank of America has admitted there were some mistakes with its paperwork, like missing signatures or misspelled names. It says it's going to resume foreclosures in almost 24 states this week anyway.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are higher right now, more than 0.5%, as a matter of fact. The S&P and NASDAQ up more than 0.5%, as I said, and same for the Dow, up 71 points at 11,204. Global stocks were pretty much higher today as well. Britain's data protection watchdog has reopened its investigation into Google. The California-based search engine has just admitted what may be a major breach of privacy. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Google admitted earlier this year that its Street View service may have broken data protection rules. The Street View mapping cars driving around half a dozen different countries were not only taking photographs of individual properties, they were also eavesdropping on open Wi-Fi networks. Google now acknowledges that in the process it collected and stored entire emails and passwords. Britain's Data Protection Commissioner is now on the case. Privacy campaigner Wendy Grossman says these Wi-Fi networks may be open, but that doesn't justify Google's actions.
It's very well known that this data is visible, but that's different from having somebody go around systematically collecting it.
Google says it collected the data accidentally. It was simply trying to map the location of Wi-Fi hotspots. The company has now discontinued the practice, but regulators in Canada and Spain have accused Google of breaking local laws, and Germany has launched a criminal investigation. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
In case you've been under a rock, the midterm elections are a week from tomorrow. And as every political ad on television will remind you, jobs are hard to find. All this week, we're looking at the sustainability of jobs. Marketplace's Adrian Hill checked out one career that's growing almost as fast as its little clients.
Okay, everyone, stand up. It's time to exercise. Everyone say exercise.
Dan the Man Levy is helping 3- and 4-year-olds get fit.
Four, off your muscles. Come on, who's the fastest?
Watching these awkward little kids trying to get their bodies to jump and stretch, and how adoring their parents are, is really very sweet.
That was amazing. Did you see that? That was amazing.
Mom Betsy Chassie and Dad Gordy Grabelny beam as their 3-year-old son Max balances and does a flip with the help of Dan the Man. They signed Max up to help get him busy and play with other kids. Dan the Man Levy says parents bring kids to his class for all sorts of reasons.
A lot of times their kids are shy. A lot of times their kids are uncoordinated. Or they just want to give them, like I said, an experience where it's a fun exercise lifestyle.
Healthier kids also, hopefully, become healthier adults. Training Tykes to Tumble has been good for Levy. He started his business 8 years ago as a mobile gym that took fitness classes to school. About 4 years ago, he got his own space in Los Angeles.
Increasingly, parents are hiring personal trainers for their children, and the number of weight training gyms for children is expected to continue to grow.
Roger Moncarz is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The kiddie fitness trend isn't just an upper crust concern. Some family-oriented gyms, like YMCAs, are adding fitness classes for little ones. Moncarz estimates jobs for fitness instructors that pay about $30,000 a year will jump by nearly a third over the next decade. That's a faster rate than many jobs in the expanding service sector.
It's not just the adults who are concerned and have the New Year's resolutions to get in shape. They're trying to kind of impart that wisdom and those values on the children as well.
Adults are also looking to exercise to stay healthy, minimize their health care costs, and improve their, shall we say, bottom line. Too bad getting in shape can't always be this fun.
Go find your square and jump on it!
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, Monster.com's job is to help people find jobs, but given the soft employment market, it's also doling out advice on how to keep a job. Among Monster's 15 things not to say to your boss, it's not my fault. My job is too easy. Yeah, probably don't want to go there. The number one thing not to say to your boss, according to Monster, I'm only doing this for the money. You might want to keep that Wall Street mentality to yourself. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The recession has a lot of people going back to school. They've just had enough of scraping by.
Not only what I do, but my husband, who's a carpenter, has had low work. And I just want to find something so we can be sustained.
I'm Kai Rizdal, aiming for the middle class in an hourglass economy. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.